Вы слушаете SBS Russian. Больше интересных материалов на сайте sbs.com.au/russian.
Добрый день, с вами подкаст SBS Russian и я, Ирина Бурмистрова. Интервью, которое вы сейчас услышите, будет звучать на английском языке, потому что мои сегодняшние гости, участники уникального ненастоящего русского хора Dusty Esky, по-русски не говорят, а только поют.
Очи черные, очи скучные, очи страстные и прекрасные, как бою я вас, дарую вас, на добрый час. Очи черные, очи скучные, очи страстные и прекрасные, как бою я вас, дарую вас, на добрый час.
Dusty Esky — это уникальное явление австралийской сцены. Однажды 28 парней из местечка Маламбимби в Новом Южном Уэльсе собрались вместе, чтобы выпить пиво и спеть советские песни. Они никак не связаны с Россией, не имеют русских корней и даже не говорят по-русски, но испытывают любовь к русской музыке. Из этой встречи вырос ни на что не похожий полусерьезный, полушуточный музыкальный коллектив Dusty Esky, который готовится дать 6 концертов в Мельбурне в рамках комедийного фестиваля. Выступления состоятся в Brunswick Ballroom в пятницу 2 апреля в 5 вечера и 8 вечера, в субботу 3 апреля в 5 вечера и 9 вечера, в воскресенье 4 апреля в 5 вечера, а также в понедельник 5 апреля в Hammer Hall Art Center Melbourne в 7:30 вечера. О предстоящих концертах, любви к советским и старым русским песням и о своих наблюдениях о том, как ведут себя на концертах русскоговорящие слушатели, мне рассказали руководитель хора Эндрю Свейн и один из его участников Марк Свивелл, также известный как Свив.
Ніка чуя, ніка хо, тільки та для одна ха, дістарого міко заче у шипро гнай. Свив, ну, в козак на коня, оставись я старого, як не жену, то венуся, стереджи гнай.
You are really very popular here in Melbourne. How do you think, why people love you so much?
Well, we're not really sure, Irina. I mean, obviously, you know, we're a bunch of handsome men. which is a good start. But I think the key to our success lies in Russian music itself.
That's right. We've always said that the songs more or less sing themselves, and we get caught up in them. It's like, you know, in one of the Red Army songs we do called the Sacred War. The lyrics talk about rising like a noble wave, and the music is like a noble wave that we get caught up in, and you feel it every time. And singing in a choir is a very physical experience. You feel everyone's voices reverberating in your own body, and we feel the music lifting us up and carrying us through the show every time.
Okay, what are you going to sing on these new shows?
Well, we have a repertoire of 16 Russian songs, all of which I'm sure you know, Irina. and I'm sure any Russian in the audience will know all the lyrics from all the songs that we sing, because they're mostly popular Russian songs. But I do find that Russian people, they take their music terribly seriously.
Yeah.
much more so than Australians do.
It's not hard, though.
No, it's not hard. But it's, from our very limited knowledge of Russia, we have found that, our Russian audiences are absolutely enthusiastic to sing along with us, and they know every word of every verse, which often surprises us.
There is, though, quite a mixture of songs, Irina. Like, we do the Red Army songs, but then we also do two Orthodox hymns, Exaltation of the Cross and Fati Borgia, and apologies for my appalling pronunciation. But and the contrast actually has been commented on by some Russian people, and that it would be unusual within Russian culture to sing, you know, army songs and sacred songs in the same performance.
And Ochi Chornye.
Yeah, Ochi Chornye.
Oh my God, you will sing Ochi Chornye. It's my favorite one.
Yeah,
come along. I hope you're coming to the concert, Irina.
I should
directly
come.
To you. We'll dedicate it to you.
Как люблю я вас, как боюсь.
And of course, we do Kalinka and Katyusha. So
and Smoblyanka.
I'm not sure if it's going to be ready yet, but we're also learning the Internacional
in Russian.
In Russian, even though strictly speaking, it was written by a Frenchman, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's hugely famous as a Russian song. But, Andrew says we have 16 songs. Let's not forget, we began nearly 7 years ago with the sum total of 3 songs, Irina. And the whole idea was to do something as an experiment, purely for fun, just for the one event.
Okay.
So we had three songs, which we had the Song of the Volga Boatmen. We had...
Monotonous Clearing Little Bell.
That's the one. And Podlina mi Pokskoria.
How do you say it?
Podlina mi Pokskoria.
Podlina mi Pokskoria. Slavizilja veron. Slavboja primorje. Bile armi polot.
Bravo! So you do not know Russian language, but do you understand what you are singing about?
Yes. It's a little like most opera singers, even at the highest level, don't sing Italian, which is the primary language of opera. So you learn the language in that way. Most of the Russians who obviously can't speak, you are Russian, but most Russians say to us that we capture the spirit of the songs,
even if our pronunciation's slightly south.
there's a lady in Krasnodar on the Black Sea who loves to sing along to our recordings, and she likes to sing herself while doing the washing up in an Australian accent.
Do you have some favourite songs?
Favourite songs?
Well, Ochi Chornye.
Oh, yes, of course. Ochi Chornye, particularly like The Sacred War, for its its passion,
yeah.
and its history as well.
I really like Svati Borgia, the sacred song. In performance, the combination of the songs, the variety, and how they all sort of speak to each other is a real part of the appeal, I think. And we also sing Varyag, for example. Is very popular in performance, and it's very dynamic the way we do it. And there are soloist parts for 4 of us, and the way we sort of share that song is really fun and powerful as well. So there's a lot to all of the songs that we do.
By the way, have you ever been to Russia?
I have. Yeah, a friend of mine. Got married in Moscow in 2010, and my son and I went, and we had one of the most extraordinary times of our lives. It was also there was a heat wave in Moscow at the time, and as I understand it, it's not conventional for Muscovites to swim in the fountains outside the Kremlin. But it was about 36 degrees, And that's what people were doing. They were literally shirts off, swimming in the fountains, and it was completely bizarre. But we had the most magnificent time.
Was it 2010?
2010, yes.
Yeah, I remember that summer. Yeah, it was extremely hot in Moscow.
It was ridiculous, completely ridiculous. But we had a great time, and we went into St. Basil's Cathedral. Yeah. Which I was surprised to discover was not a big open space like just about every cathedral in the world. It was instead a series of small chapels, a bit like a rabbit warren. And so we went through the maze of chapels in St. Basil's, my son and I, and at the centre of St. Basil's, in a larger space, we found a quintet, five men singing, actually many of the songs we now do. And my son and I stood there transfixed, our eyes welling up with tears, because it's hard to imagine people singing anything more beautifully than those guys did. Mm-hmm.
Are this show the first after lockdown?
Yes, indeed. Our last show we did was a bushfire relief fundraiser, which was in January last year.
Wow.
It's been a long time, so we're pretty excited to get back on the stage. One thing it has showed us is that once you learn Russian songs, it's very hard to forget them. We had a rehearsal a few nights ago, and I sent an email to everyone the next morning, and I said, we've still got it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we always like the diversity among the Russians who come to our show.
Ik hab kozak zadunai, skazav divshino proshai, tikoniko voranek in its togodai. Posti posti mi kozachi, voya divchi na plachi, akagameni poki daesh tilki podiumai.
Well, one of the first Russian community concerts that we did was at the community centre in Brisbane, in Wollongabba. And for example, Irina, when we sang the national anthem, and we do the 1977 version.
Okay.
And when we introduce it, I make the joke that it's the one without so much Stalin in it, and that joke generally goes down well, not necessarily with all Russian people, but we felt in a very visceral way the different responses between the people. In the room to that version of the anthem, and in conversation afterwards, we had some fascinating discussions with people. You know, some Russians had lived here all their lives. They were absolutely culturally Russian, and had a strong response to that song. But yeah, young, old, white Russians, you know, people who were committed to communism but escaped, you know, Russia back in the day, a real diversity of people. And, we love that. And we love the complexity of the response that we get from Russian people, because these days there's an incredible oversimplification of Russia in our media. And we like the fact that, you know, our contact with Russian people is direct and real.
Before we finish, can you say something to our listeners in Russian? Something maybe? Or maybe you can sing a part of Ochi Chorni or something like this?
We have a Dobri Utro, Kak Bela. We're a little embarrassed, sorry. maybe the pandemic has suppressed our Russian. So I promise to you that we'll practice a little harder, and by the time we get to Melbourne in a week or so.
La 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 la
Поставьте лайк, поделитесь, комментируйте. SBS Russian в Фейсбуке.